The 100-Minute Bible, Episode 26, Teaching on Prayer. Both in the Sermon on the Mount and at other times, Jesus taught about prayer. Personal prayer is a private matter and should not be paraded in front of others. Prayer offered in faith always receives an answer. Ask and you will receive, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened to you. There is no point in aimless repetition, since God knows what you need before you tell him. But perseverance in prayer is a virtue. Jesus drove this point home by telling a story about a widow who so pestered an unjust judge that finally, in exasperation, he gave her her due. If a man of that kind would behave in that way, is it likely that God will ignore those who cry out to him day and night? Jesus taught his followers to pray in these words. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us the wrong we have done, just as we have forgiven those who have wronged us. And do not bring us to the time of testing, but rescue us from the evil one. Jesus taught that effective prayer depends upon humility. He told a story about a Pharisee and a tax gatherer praying in the temple. The Pharisee prayed, I thank you, God, that I am not greedy, dishonest, or adulterous as other people are, or like this tax gatherer. I fast regularly and pay my religious taxes. The tax gatherer did not even dare to look up, but beat his breast, saying, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Of the two, it was the tax gatherer who went home forgiven. Jesus set a personal example of prayer. He frequently went away into seclusion for extended times of prayer. His cures were often accompanied by prayer, and he passed the evening of his final arrest largely in prayer. First in the upper room, he prayed for his friends and followers. Then, in the Garden of Gethsemane, he prayed for himself. This is taken from the Gospels of Matthew, Luke, and John.